Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Check out all the different things you can do there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can take the poll question on the homepage. We got information, inspiration, education, and entertainment right there. And we update it every day with all those things just for you. It's built just for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our new friend Scott Ginsburg. He's the author of The Name Tag Principle. That's his idea. It's all about the value of being approachable. Your person and your brand, right, Scott?
100%.
So if you got a lot of small business owners sitting at your knee right now, and they're trying to find out how can they get more sales, how can they get more people to find them, do business with them, what are some of the things that you would advise them to do?
I think the big win is when we can figure out what problem do we solve. And not just a problem, but an expensive, real, urgent, and pervasive and important problem. So one way to look at it is to think about, okay, what do I sell? Well, let's say someone who sells lighting. Okay, so you're a lighting expert who does residential lighting for trees or houses or whatever. So the question, you know, about the problem that you solve is start to ask yourself, well, what is the opposite of what happens? So let's say someone doesn't have a light. What happens? Okay, well, people can't see your house when they come over. It's hard to find when you have a party. It reduces the aesthetic. So start to think about the problem that you solve, and more importantly, what is the opposite of what happens when you sell it?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
I don't know. Just a question. Plug yourself into it. What is the opposite of what happens if they don't buy?
So if they don't buy, and just let your mind kind of take you to all the different things. If they don't buy, all right, then how do we fix that?
Right.
Scott, how do we fix that?
Sorry, I lost you there for a sec. Yeah, well, I mean, the key is listen to them. I mean, people make this big mistake that when it comes to social media, that it's a sales tool, but it's not. It's a hearing aid. And if we can build a listening platform, they'll tell us. I mean, the customers, they will tell you how to sell to them. They will tell you what to buy. They will tell you what they need. We just need to set up that platform that we can listen to them and feed it back to them, because they'll give you all that marketing idea that we need.
So it sounds like you're saying something I've been saying for a long time, and that is the silver bullet to getting more sales is asking people what they want, engaging them, and this comes back to your part about being approachable, is connecting with customers and asking them what they want.
They'll tell you, and perhaps equally as important, ask them what they don't want. Ask them what's not important to them. Ask them what is a waste, or what is extra, and what is not necessary. Because sometimes we can kind of do that process of elimination. If they can tell us 10 things they don't want, why don't we just not do that, and whatever is left, sell them that.
What does that look like? Is that a test we give them? Do we just literally ask them face to face? Do we put it on our website? How do we ask these kinds of questions? Literally,
I'm gonna say all of the above. I mean, it's important to kind of have it conversationally and sort of have them internalized. So you can just say them and just in a very natural way. But it certainly would be helpful to put it on a website. For example, one of my clients that I was working with is this guy who sells corporate training programs in Sydney, Australia, and he has this audit on his website. It's very cool because as opposed to getting to a website and, well, fill out a form and we'll contact you in 48 hours, just send an email to info@, that's crap. That doesn't work. So what he does is he's got this audit. It's an actual physical test, and it takes like 30 seconds. I mean, it's no big deal. And you get a response with this whole PDF and all this cool stuff. It kind of analyzes it. It's totally free, and there's sort of a value-forward proposition. This is the kind of stuff that gets people engaged, but also helps them figure out, okay, well, gosh, maybe I could get better in this area. I should hire these guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about local search?
Online? What do you mean?
Local search through making sure that you're available and you're optimized with your website, and so that people can find you locally. What do you talk to your folks about that?
Yeah, I think it's huge. My brother worked for a long time for a company called Reach Local that specifically focuses on SEO within the local sphere. And yeah, I mean, I think it's huge, especially if your business has those geographical boundaries where you want local people. I mean, that local search has got to come from whatever listings, whatever SEO you do, but it also has to come from your presence in the community. I mean, local search is online because that's kind of the default, but it also has to be with that sort of top-of-mind awareness. And when people are in the community, when they have a certain problem, you know, are you the person they think of? Are you the person they read about in the paper? Are you the person they've seen give a presentation? Are you the person they've, you know, so that sense of positioning offline, I would say, is equally as important as online.
Right. The Name Tag Principle is the title of the book. Give us the website again, Scott.
HelloMyNameIsScott.com.
HelloMyNameIsScott.com. Check it out. Hey, Scott, come back another day.
My pleasure. Be happy to, man.
Enjoyed having you. See you next time. Scott Ginsberg, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.